And Father, I ask you to touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Minister to them, Father God, what you want from them, how you want to use them, and what you want to do for them, how you want to bless them. And so I thank you, Father, for the revelation of your word being revealed to the hearers here tonight. And Father, we'll give you the glory for it. Thank you, Father, for this honor that I have to stand and to minister your word. I thank you for that. And Father, we do give you the glory and honor and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, like I've been doing for the past few weeks, I want to jump off from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 7, excuse me, chapter 16, verse 13. Okay? It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Now, I would like for you folks upstairs to give me the New Living Translation of that verse, New Living Translation. It says, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Amen. Look at somebody and say, that's me. And tell them, I'm getting better at it all the time. Tell them, say, I'm growing in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And so I've already ministered to you a number of things that will help you grow strong in God, to help you be a strong Christian. Tonight, though, I want to talk about another ingredient that is so very, very important, and it is your faith. It is your faith, because that's the number one thing that the enemy goes after. You hear me? Listen to me real good. Don't you ever forget this statement. A person of faith, and what I mean by that, a person that walks by faith and refuses to back away would never be defeated. Now, I didn't say they wouldn't have battles, did I? I didn't say they would not have challenges, because there are challenges that we face in life. But they will never be defeated. Faith honors God. Listen to me. Faith honors God. Faith says that God is bigger than whatever it is that I'm facing.
Amen.
Now, let me say that again. Faith says that God is bigger than what I'm facing. God is bigger. God is greater. God is more than enough. God is big enough to deliver me. No wonder the writer said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now tell me why. For thou art with me. In other words, David knew that even in the valley of the shadow of death, he wasn't there by himself. The greater one was right there with him. Glory to God. Glory to God. But see, that's where our faith comes in. And I didn't say it would be easy, did I? But that's where faith come in. Now, turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, the first chapter of Romans. I hope you let this minister to you tonight. Now, I won't read from verse 1, but I'll pick it up really at verse 15 for the sake of time. But this is what he says. So as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Look at verse 17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Listen. And who are the just? We are. Amen. We're the righteous. We're the born again ones. We're the ones that God sees as if we had never sinned. We're justified by our faith. But we have to learn that in this life, we must walk by faith, not by our emotions. Not by our feelings, but by our faith. The just, say that's me. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. You're still here. And I want to give you, we won't go there, but I'll give you some other references to this statement, because remember, the Apostle Paul says, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In Habakkuk, you can write this down, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, it talks about the just shall live by his faith. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, you can write these references down. Hebrews 10, 38, the just shall live by faith. I want to encourage you to go back and read these verses. Get them in your spirit. The just lives by faith. And I am just. So what is faith? What is faith? Well, before I tell you what faith is, and we're going to talk about that. Before I tell you what faith is, let me make this statement. Without faith, we cannot go to heaven. Amen. Now, understand something. Faith has the ability to grow. You ever heard the old saying? I say old saying, but have you ever heard the saying, feed your faith and starve your doubts? You feed your faith, you starve your doubts. That's the reason you hear the term weak faith or strong faith, great faith or little faith. Because understand this, there are different degrees of faith. But when we feed our faith, guess what? It gets stronger. When we starve our faith, it gets weaker. So there are different degrees of faith. But as the Bible says that God has given every man the measure of faith, all of us that are born again, and as I look around, I think everybody here tonight is born again, you had faith to be born again. Now, how many of you believe that you're going to heaven when you leave this earth? Let me see your hand. How many of you believe that? Now let me ask this question. Have you ever seen heaven? Then how do you know you're going there? By our faith in the Word of God. By our faith in the promises of God. He is faithful that promises. Now, turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, second chapter, Ephesians 2nd chapter. In Ephesians, 2nd chapter, I'll just read a couple of verses here, beginning at verse 8. It says, for by grace you have been saved. It's the grace of God. We didn't earn it. We didn't even deserve it. We were sinners, right? Amen. We were sinners. But for by grace you have been saved. How? Through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is what? The gift of God. We didn't earn it. We didn't earn it. Jesus paid the price for us to be born again. He paid the price. So by grace are you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful gift of salvation. Thank you. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, not of work, lest anyone should boast. None of us can boast. It's a gift of God. It's a work of grace by our faith. Somebody told me about Jesus, and I believed him. And I received this great salvation that I walk in today. Hallelujah. Now, and because of this grace, by my faith, I have eternal life, and whenever I do leave this earth, I'm going to be with the Lord. But here's the good thing about it. I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to walk with him. We walk together here in the earth. Because he already promised that he'd never leave us and he'll never forsake us. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, he's right there with us. And now we can take it up another level. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And this is Psalm 23, by the way. I will fear no evil, for thou art what? With me. That's what he said. But you know what we can say that he could not say? He said, for thou art with me. And that's the absolute truth. God was with him. But we can say, for thou art with me, and not only are you with me, for thou art in me. David couldn't say that because Jesus hadn't come yet. Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet. You still here? Hallelujah. We can say God is in us and he is with us. Wherever we are, he's right there. So now, let's get back to what is faith. And you've heard me read this many, many times, so but I am going to read it again. This evening, so go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. You probably got it underlined, most likely. Verse 1, Hebrews 11th chapter, verse 1, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me read that again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's the reason we are totally convinced that when we leave this earth, we are going to be with the Lord in heaven. Why? Because our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No, I have not seen heaven yet, but I got my faith. I still believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe what he told me, and I have based my life. I have based my present. I have based my future on what he promised me. And I did it all by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, turn to the book of John, the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. What is faith? What is faith? John, the 20th chapter, let me see. Where I want to. There's so much, all of it's good. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll just begin reading it, verse 24. Now Jesus, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's back up to verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, listen to this, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But now, I'm going to read on. But notice what Jesus said. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Those brothers got born again. Now, this is not the baptism with the Holy Spirit, because the day of Pentecost hadn't come yet. It says in Acts, when the day of Pentecost was fully come and they were all assembled in the upper room, it's when the Holy Ghost came, the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But right here, Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. By the way, listen to me. This was the resurrected Jesus breathing on them. Are you listening to me? This was the resurrected Jesus breathing on them. Glory be to God. But now let me move on. Let me move on. Look at verse 24. Now Thomas, everybody say, now Thomas. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, you ready for this? So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Wow. Now, wait a minute here. We can't be too hard on Thomas. Because, first of all, Thomas walked with Jesus. He was one of the 12. He had been taught, listen to me, he had been taught by the best pastor that has ever lived or ever will live. I mean, Thomas had a number one pastor. The Bible said that he had the Holy Ghost without measure. Now, this is Thomas's pastor, Jesus, that had been teaching him and drilling the whole 12, drilling them in the things of God. He talked to them about the fact that he had to leave them, that he would be crucified. But he talked to them about the fact that he would be raised from the dead. But yet Thomas, being one of Jesus' congregants, said, no, I'm not believing it. Unless I see the nail prints in his hand and could put my hand and touch him, I will not believe. I do not believe he rose from the dead. Now, getting back to what I said earlier, before you be too hard on Thomas, I'm a pastor. Been pastoring this church almost in about a week, 35 years. And you can preach to folks and preach to folks and preach to folks and preach the word to folks. And then a challenge come along and they forget everything they've been taught. I'm sorry, but I can't accept that. Yeah, brother, look, sister, this is what the Word of God said. This is what you've been taught over the past 35, whatever years. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. I just can't accept that. Because, see, that's what fear would do to you. Notice the disciples were locked up. We just read it. They were locked up in the room because they feared the Jews. They were all afraid. Did you hear me? They were all afraid. So Thomas says, no, If I touch him, if I see it with my own eyes and I touch it with my own hands, I'll believe it. All righty, let's read on. So he said, unless I can do that, he says, he makes in verse 25, he said, I will not believe. But now let's look at verse 26. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Now that was the resurrected Jesus. He just came right through the walls or right through the door. He didn't need to open the door. Hallelujah. One day when we get our immortal body, we'll just walk right through walls. And for all you superstitious people, we're not ghosts either. Or down here in the South, haints. We'll have our immortal bodies. Hallelujah. Look at verse 27. Now, see, Jesus was compassionate, wasn't he? Then he said to Thomas, see, he knew what he had said. Reach your finger here and look at my hands and reach your hand here and put it into my side. And listen to what Jesus told him. Do not be unbelieving, but be what? Believing. Do not be unbelieving, but be believing. And listen what Thomas's response was, verse 28. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Oh, Thomas was a believer. Thomas was now a believer. Look at verse 29. Jesus said to him, Thomas, y'all ready for this? Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me. Everybody say seen. In other words, he saw him with his eyes, with his natural eyes. Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But I love what Jesus said next. Blessed, everybody say blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. They have not seen me with their eyes, but they believe the message of the gospel. They believe the word of God. Blessed are the ones who have not seen, but yet they believe. They believed when they heard the gospel preached to them, and they got saved. They believe when they read and heard that by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed. They believe. They believe when they read that I will, where God said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll always be there with you. They believe. We believe. Jesus said we're blessed. Y'all still here? Jesus said we're blessed because we believe. We believe. We believe. That's what faith is. We have not seen with our natural eyes the Lord Jesus. I have not seen the nails in his hands and in his feet. I have not seen the holes in his side. But you want to know something? I believe. I believe it. And because I believe it, I'm blessed. I believe he's coming back to get me. He's coming back to get us all. I believe that one day he's going to catch away his church. And I'm blessed, and so are you, as a result of our believing. Glory be to God. And I might as well read the final two verses in this chapter, and it says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." Glory to God. They're not written here, but I sure would like to know what they are. Maybe when we all get to heaven, we'll know and learn some of the other miracles and wonderful works that Jesus did. Verse 31 says, "But these are written that you may believe." Listen at this, there, that word again. This word of God, please don't let this slip by. This word of God is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have what? Life in his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you still here? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And we have to understand. Give me on the screen, please, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. See, this, you can never lose, don't ever lose sight of Hebrews 11, 6. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Without faith, it's impossible to please him. "For he who comes to God must believe that he is." That's believing without seeing. That's believing without touching. "For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of those who diligently seek him." If you want to grow strong in God, build your faith. Grow your faith. Grow your faith. Grow your faith. Hallelujah. Feed your faith. Feed your faith the word of God. Feed your faith the word of God. We live in a natural world, but we are spiritual people. We are spirit, soul, and body. We are spirits. We have a soul, and we live in our bodies. Amen. So let's please him. Let's make him proud of us by walking by faith, listen to this, based on the scriptures, based on what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Will you? Oh, come on, I believe y'all can do a little bit better than that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Grow your faith, because that's what the enemy is after, your faith. If he can keep you weak in your faith, he can whip you. But if you're strong in faith, he can't handle you. Amen. Father, we thank you for your holy word this evening. Thank you, Father, that this word will never ever return.